gentleman of the call, the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. A good win for you guys. Open CAA play, go on the road and win a real hard-fought 31-20 win at Maine. Give me your analysis of that win on Saturday.
Well, I think first off, you know, I think any time you win on the road in the CAA, it's a quality win. I mean, I don't think that there's a team in our league that can't beat any other team in our league on any given Saturday. So certainly we're extremely excited to be able to go to Maine and come away with a win. But, you know, it certainly was not easy, and that's a credit to Maine. I think that you know, they were very well prepared. I thought they had a great plan. I thought their kids played just very, very hard. I thought that it was exactly what we thought it would be, as far as how they were going to play us, and just the way they competed. And I think that's a credit to their coaching staff and what they've done to get them prepared for that game. So, but I was pleased with their kids, being able to come back there in the second half. Certainly did not have the momentum at all at halftime, and really was fought through most of the third quarter trying to get it back. But the turnovers are big, and our ability to quickly take advantage of the turnovers is probably the difference in the ball game. You know, where not only do we force a turnover, but quickly capitalize those into points. So, but I think Maine is going to be a tough team to beat. You know, especially at home. I think that they got a lot in them. So.
How impressed or what did you learn about your guys coming, off a tough road game at North Carolina, and then you go up to Maine, and as you said, you're in a 20-17
right
deficit going into the fourth quarter. What did you learn about your guys on Saturday?
I think short week, because it was, pretty late when we got back here after the North Carolina game, and, to have to travel to Maine, I thought that, I thought our kids showed a lot of resiliency. Certainly it would have been very easy to make some excuses about the situation we were in, but there weren't any excuses or anything like that. They stuck together. They had a lot of adversity, and so I think just their ability to stick together on the sidelines, play together, each side of the ball, special teams, and find a way to pull it out there in the fourth quarter, I think that probably grows us up a little bit and shows a lot of character.
We got several questions for you in queue from the media. If you'll get those for us, Tasha.
Your first question is from a lot of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
A lot better than I was a week ago.
I've got one question. I'll let the other
okay.
So much has been made about the running game, but
you had
to be able to set that up with the pass. Your receivers were definitely challenged. Talk about how they worked through the pressure of the safeties and the cornerbacks from Maine.
Well, I thought Maine plays very aggressively, and really challenged our kids. And I thought that that in combination with the wind up there made it a little bit of a difficult day. So, but John's pleased with Brandon Ravenel making a couple of tough catches in tight coverage. John Miller had one of the best catches I've seen, between three defenders, and Brian did a great job of just putting the ball perfectly in there. But just what a great catch on a big down there in the game. So I thought our guys really competed and came up with some big plays in the passing game when we really needed them.
Thanks, Coach. See you soon.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. The biggest difference with your defense, obviously you had the three interceptions and the four sacks. What did you kind of take away as the biggest difference with your defense from last week against Carolina, or even, within the first 3 weeks of the season to this past week against Maine?
Well, the biggest thing I thought was we had fewer critical errors. We still had a couple that we've got to get cleaned up, but we had fewer mistakes that that really caused us to give up those big plays. And so from that standpoint, we made Maine work a little bit more to drive the football. And then I think that was just, we were able to get a lot more pressure, not only in the pass game, but in the run game also, to cause some problems there. You had a pretty good day as far as tackles for loss as well as sacks.
I think your run defense is in with, the top 15 in the country at the FCS level. What's kind of been the key with your run defense all season? I know you've given up some big plays in the passing game earlier this year, but your run defense has been pretty stout throughout. What's been the key there?
Well, I think our guys are getting more and more on the same page as far as how they fit within the scheme. That's the key to playing good run defense, is understanding where you fit and being able to do that on a consistent basis. That way, there's not any gaping holes or things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you think the performance this past weekend against Maine gave you some confirmation that that your players are understanding the scheme with the Coach Trott and you have installed, and that they're starting to execute it the way you guys want to be executed?
No doubt, and I think even within the passing game, we had a couple of big plays there that we surrendered. Some of that has to do with the ability of a couple of the receivers that Maine has, but even in those, there's correctable errors there, things that we can do better. So I think the kids are understanding more and more week to week, how to play within the system, and I think having some success playing within the system gives them more and more confidence moving forward.
And then last question, what do you see in Delaware's offense, especially with their run game? Obviously, they have a couple backs right around 200 yards and multiple touchdowns.
Well, the first thing you notice is how big their team is, not just on offense, but just offensively and defensively. I mean, just some big, rocked-up guys. Obviously, they've spent a lot of time in the weight room and doing a great job training there, but they have a good-looking football team. And so their offensive front is no exception there, and I think their backs run it very, very hard. I think, they're very, very good at running behind their pads, and a very physical football team. So, I think that they're going to be, a huge challenge coming in here Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure thing.
Your next question is from the line of Craig Haley with Stats LLC.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Real well, thank you. You were talking earlier about how teams, in your league are capable of beating each other every single Saturday. Can you just talk about how a team channels the higher energy and importance of playing in a conference game as opposed to, starting out in non-conference play?
Well, I think that, just from observation here, I think that our older players understand exactly what it means each Saturday to play in a CAA game. And I think that, we have great examples from Stony Brook over Richmond 2 weeks ago to Elon over William & Mary this past week, they understand that they've got to bring their best each and every week, and that they cannot have an off week, cannot have a week where they don't play their best, because when you have that kind of week, you look up and you're going to take a loss, so it doesn't matter who you're playing. I tell the kids, we're going to get everybody's best every Saturday in this league, and so we've got to, be prepared to play our best. So I think they understand that, and I think the older kids really help that because they've been through several seasons of just that kind of play in this league.
Sure. Thank you, Coach.
Sure thing.
Your next question is from the line of Evan Tresimone with TheDelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to ask you how comforting it was for you when you arrived as coach at James Madison to find a veteran player like Taylor Reynolds waiting for you to coach him, and what his contributions have been for you guys so far this season.
Well, first, getting to know Taylor, and, obviously he's an outstanding player, but to me, he's just as outstanding of a person. And, I feel like, we have a really good relationship that we've developed over a fairly short period of time. He's certainly a team-oriented guy. He's going to be a great leader on the field through his work ethic and the example he exhibits there, and his play on the field. But he's also the kind of guy that's going to, he's going to do the right things and, be the guy that's very much about what is best for the team at all times. So it's just, I think a lot of things go into what makes him an important part of our program.
Well, when you're coming in as a new coach, does it always make the transition a lot easier when you have guys like Taylor?
Well, I think that the big thing with all the players has been that, when we first met with them, and I told them, I said, listen, it's not fair to you guys. you know, that you've had. I'm your third head coach in 4 years. I said, but, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. There's nothing you can do about that. Just understand that we all chose JMU. You know, I chose JMU, they chose JMU, so we're all here together. And, you know, from that point forward, the players have been just absolutely fantastic. They've bought into us. They've worked extremely hard. We've had, you know, no off-field incidents, you know, knock on wood. So, you know, they've conducted themselves in a very appropriate manner. And they've really been, you know, a lot of fun to coach. So they've been fantastic. And I think that, you know, having character kids like Taylor across the board in our program is really the key to that.
Coach, what are some of the defensive strengths Delaware brings to the field that will challenge your offense on Saturday?
Well, I think the big thing starting up front, you know, the size of their defensive line, how active they are. I think that's one thing that's going to be a challenge to us. I think, you know, next, I think that just they have a very aggressive mentality across the board, whether it's the secondary, linebackers, D-front, whatever. I mean, they have that aggressive mentality, which obviously is taught in their programs. You know, so they're, you know, I think that comes a lot from having to go against their offense, you know, during spring practice and during fall camp. But I think we'll be challenged greatly. I think it'll be a true test for our offense Saturday.
Appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Mike, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Thank you. All right. Bye. You too.